Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news. And welcome back to another edition of Issues in Education. Mondays during the Noon Report, we spotlight the issues impacting our public schools with Dr. Ralph Kerr at the Teaching and Learning Institute. The leaves are changing, Ralph. The seasons are a-turning, but the good doctor is ever constant. Steady at the wheel, Dr. Ralph Kerr. Welcome back to the program, sir. Great to have you today.
Thank you, Bob. And I'll just say that the leaves around here in Fillmore and Houghton are absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, they are, as long as they stand the trees. I don't like when they fall. I like to look at them on the trees. I don't like to pick them up. But hey, we have so much to discuss today. You know, we try to rise above politics as much as we can, but it's hard to do when you've got that all-important midterm now just a month away. And the governor of Virginia said something interesting last week, Ralph. I want to get your comments on it. He suggested that education issues could matter just as much as economic issues this election season. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I don't disagree with him, but I do have a concern that I wish people were talking about educational issues related to curriculum and textbooks and that kind of thing. Unfortunately, I think a lot of people are talking about educational issues that really relate to gender issues in school and parents' rights in school. And I just want to say once again that it's so critical that our listeners get involved in their local public school at this time, because these issues are being discussed locally, and you need to let people know where you stand on them.
Yeah, and the governor, Glenn Youngkin is his name, kind of ruffled a lot of feathers by passing through this parental rights in education law, which basically gives parents a seat at the table when it comes to the education of their kids. The New York State School Boards Association will be meeting later this month, Ralph, and they're going to be talking about that in Syracuse. Explain that a little bit, if you would.
Yeah, there's a resolution that's going to go before the delegates there that really gives parents a lot of rights that I just believe they should have. It's all about who's responsible for raising and training your children. Unfortunately, the school board's resolution committee has determined that they don't support the resolution. So it will come up for a vote. And again, this is the kind of thing that I would encourage all the listeners to contact their local school boards and see what their local board's position is. It's proposed resolution number 37. So it's an item that is an action item that people could get involved in this week.
Yeah. One of the candidates for governor in Pennsylvania this year is a state senator by the name of Doug Mastriano. And he's very much in favor of restoring a lot of parental rights. Now, he's trailing big time to the Democrat, Josh Shapiro, but in announcing his education overhaul recently, Mastriano kind of brought up this idea of, why do we have to have school property taxes anyway? What are your thoughts on his plan to abolish school property taxes?
Well, how could anybody be against abolishing school property tax? However, his proposal also proposes increasing the personal income tax, increasing the sales and use tax, and adding the sales tax onto clothing and food. Mm. So I don't think this is a solution. And I will say, here's what the solution really is: control school spending.
So Mastriano planned pretty much a Robin Peter to pay Paul kind of a thing.
I think so, yeah.
All right. Finally, Ralph, this is a story we've talked about a lot on this program, is just the dire need for bus drivers. In Buffalo, New York, the state's second largest school district, they're now paying parents to drive their kids to school. I think it's something like 62 cents a mile. That's how bad it is there. Do you think this will catch on in New York?
I do not. No, the ramifications of this, even in the rollout in Buffalo, they're having a lot of speed bumps. For instance, parents are asking, so if I have one child, I get paid this amount. If I have two children, they're going to the same school, do I get paid twice? And then what about parents who don't have a vehicle and still need to get their children to school, or maybe they have one vehicle, but one of the parents need to use it to go to work? So it's just, as I said, a lot of speed bumps on this road. and I don't think it'll catch on. They'll fold it up eventually.
All right. And offers out there, if anyone needs me to drive their kids to school, I could do that for 62 cents a mile. These are tough times, Ralph. Hey, so many issues on this program today. That big New York State School Boards Association meeting. If you live in New York and you care about parental rights, you need to know what's going on. This meeting is happening this month in Syracuse. Ralph, you've got a website where folks can go to and learn more. What is that, if you would?
That is simply whyrun.org. Whyrun.org.